Here it comes. Television's most exciting hour of fantastic prizes. The fabulous 60-minute prize is right. Jerry Dorsey, come on down. Betty Burkhardt, come on down. Anna Seilor, come on down. And Helen Ave Maria, come on down. You are the first four contestants on The Prize is Right. And now here's the star of The Prize is Right, Bob Barker.
Welcome to The Prize is Right. Thank you. I don't know. I haven't said anything yet. What I started to say is, I think I must be getting older because every time I come out, the contestants look younger. It's something. In the audience, no, you don't look so hot after all. No, you look very nice. Very nice, and here is the first item up for bids on our show.
A new train set. This is the LGB model. It's larger than the average models. Comes complete with track, transformer, locomotive, two passenger cars, and four figures.
We will present that to the one of you four who bids nearest to the actual retail price without going over. Sherry, what's your bid?
$150.
Betty.
$125.
$125. Anna.
$195.
$195. Helen.
$250.
$250. Now, wait a minute. That's what she said. I didn't say that yet. You don't understand the game. The actual retail price is $423. That audience does understand this game. You are the winner, and we want you right up here. Right up here, Helen. Yes. Oh, thank you, Helen. Thank you. Now, what do we have for Helen?
A roll-top desk and chair and a comfortable sofa bed. First, the original Hyderabad. This beautiful sofa includes the famous Beauty Rest mattress for years of fine styling, luxurious sleeping comfort. It's the original Hyderabad, made only by Simmons. And second, a roll-top desk and chair. From Mersman Tables, a beautiful oak roll-top desk and matching chair featuring a lighted writing service, seven drawers and locking file drawer with quality, with style, from Mersman Tables.
Bob? And look what we have coming around on the trusty turntable. It's the clock game. That's what it is. Do you know how to play the clock game?
No, I don't.
Now, don't tell me that. You can win this game if you know how to play it. Haven't you ever seen this game on our show?
I probably did, but I can't remember it right now. I'm so nervous.
Well, I'm going to ask you to bid on that sofa bed, and only the sofa bed. After I hear your bid, I'll say higher or lower, meaning the price is higher or lower. You'll give me another bid and another bid and zero in on the price of that sofa bed as quickly as you can. Because then we'll give you the rest of the time on the 30-second timer to win the other prize. Understand?
Understand.
All right. Now, the important thing is to do it as fast as you can, but always be sure that you know that I've said higher or lower. Okay. Don't go higher when I've gone lower, and don't go lower when I go higher. Okay? All right. Let's show the price of the sofa bed to everybody. Now, don't try to help us, audience. The clock will start with your first bid on the sofa bed. Helen, go.
$700.
Higher.
$800.
Lower.
$750.
Higher.
$760.
Higher.
$770.
Higher.
$780.
Higher.
$790.
Higher.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You got it. You've won that poker bet. And you did it in just about 12 seconds. Now, Helen, confession is good for the soul.
Yes.
You're not going to stand here and try to tell me that you had never seen this game before.
Now I remember.
Now I remember. Because you played that like a professional. Now we're going to bid on the roll-top desk. Let's show that price, please. And Helen, the clock... No, I haven't finished what I'm saying. The clock will start with your first bid. Go.
1,000.
Lower.
900.
Higher.
950.
Lower.
940.
Lower. Look at that. You won both those prizes in 16 seconds. Just a minute. Just a minute. Where are you from, Olivia?
I was born in Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia. Poor little immigrant girl from Yugoslavia had never seen the clock game before. No, I don't know how to play it. She won both prizes in 16 seconds. Now, you go and sit down and behave yourself. Help me. You're a great player. We're going to play another pricing game after we do a little business with you. Who's next, John?
Bob, is Howard Rollins. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Hello, Howard.
Hi, Bob.
Now, Howard, on that handsome green jacket right above your name tag, Howard, it says head coach. You are the head coach of what? Where?
Golden Toe Kicking Academy.
The Golden Toe Kicking Academy?
That's right.
What is the Golden Toe Kicking Academy?
It's an academy for training place kickers in football.
And all they do is learn to place kick?
That's correct.
And you have mastered the art? Were you a professional kicker in your time? Or?
Well, I played a little of semi-pro ball, but mostly I played high school ball. I even played soccer in college, but... I coach place kickers for high school, for college, and pro football.
Well, that's very interesting. Really is. Now, if you get up here and don't win your game, you're not going to start kicking up here, are you, Howard? Okay. What's the next item up for bids, please?
Wow. It's a new refrigerator. A white Westinghouse family-sized frost-free refrigerator has 18 cubic foot capacity with glide-out rollers and adjustable cantilever shell. White Westinghouse.
Howard, what do you bid on that refrigerator freezer?
$840.
$840, and Sherry says?
$775.
$775 to Betty.
$750.
$750. What do you think, Anna?
$700.
$700 each. One of you has won $100 for a perfect bid. The actual retail price is $840. Howard here. Howard. Howard with the golden toe has $100. There you are. That's because your bid was exactly right.
Thank you.
Now listen, that's just the beginning of the good news for you. You could win that...
A new car! Mazda GLC sedan with front wheel drive offers improved traction and more passenger space. Rear seat pulls down for increased trunk space. A bigger, better economy car from Mazda comes with air conditioning and California emissions, Bob.
Now, Howard, we're going to play the temptation game. The first number in the price of the car is hidden here, the second here, the third here, and the fourth there. We'll talk about that in a moment, but right now I want to talk about all this furniture that little Diane is bringing in here all by herself. John?
It's the beauty lounger, reclining chairs that look great in living room or den, low back chairs that rock, swivel, recline, and choice of decorative velvets or fabrics. Beauty Lounger from Easy Rest, Incorporated.
And the price is $744. That means that a 4 or a 7 is the first number in the price of the car.
A 7.
7. Okay, light up the 7, please. Oh, look what we have for you now. That is beautiful. John.
Right, Bob. It's the elegant 7-piece tea and coffee service with 10-cup urn, coffee and teapot, sugar, cream, and waste bowls in the Boss Footed Tray from the collection of the Michael C. Fina Company.
And the price is $585, meaning that a 5 or an 8 is the next number in the price of the car.
A 5.
He wants the 5. We'll light up the 5. There we are. Now, these gifts are yours. You understand that?
Oh, that's great.
Yes, they're yours. And you can take these and go back to the Golden Toe Kicking Academy if you wish. Speaking of kicking, look at here. We have something pretty sporty, don't we, John?
Indeed so. From Skowhegan, the six-player deluxe croquet set. Hardwood mallets with 8-inch vinyl capped maple heads, compressed wood balls, and plastic-coated wickets.
And the price is $60. Do you want a 6 or a 0 is the next digit in the price of the car?
6.
He wants the 6, so let's give him the 6. There we do. And, John, I do believe he has something to watch The Price is Right on here, doesn't
Indeed
he?
So, Bob. It's Zenith's 13-inch diagonal portable color TV with electronic keyboard tuning, tri-focus picture tube, and multi-cable channel capability from Zenith.
And the price on it is $400. You want a 4 or a 0 is the last digit.
0.
0, please. Now, you've taken the 7, 5, 6, and 0 from these price tags, and if you wish, you may change anything you wish up there. First, second, third, fourth, or all the numbers. Or you can leave it alone just as it is.
I'll leave it alone.
Very well. I have presented you with $1,789 worth of gifts. And you can take all $1,789 worth of gifts and split. Or you can try to win the car. But to win the car, you must have every number right. If even one number is wrong, you don't get the car. And you lose all this. Now, do you want to risk losing this and cry for the car, or do you want to quit?
I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep the gift.
You're going to keep the gift. You're going to quit. All right, he's quit. He's quit, and he is taking the gifts. Now, I want the 7.
You're going to have to show me all those numbers?
You don't want to see them?
I'd rather not.
You'd rather not? Do you want to see them? Well, now, what can I do? I mean, it's a democracy, you see. And raise your hand if you want to see the number. All right? Raise your hands if you don't want to see the number. That's
even
it.
My wife.
Even your
wife? Yeah.
They all want to see them. I don't know what to do. I'm in a terrible position here.
Okay.
But I think I should go with them. After all, the majority rules in the USA. So I have to do that. Now, I tell you what. Why don't you not look? Don't look. Turn your back. Don't look. Now, don't look. Oh, don't look. Don't look. Oh, you did the right thing. The 8 belonged up there. Now you're happy. Congratulations. We are going to try again after these words. Who's our next player, John?
Bob, it's going to be Deborah Stoke. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Deborah came on down. She took that spot, and we're going to show you the next item up for bid.
It's a bar globe. Imported from Italy, the Sorello Bar makes beverages available around the world with plenty of storage space. Easy to move from place to place, the Corello Rolling Bar.
What's your bid, Deborah?
$600.
$600. Sherry.
$475.
$475. Betty.
$575.
$575. Anna.
$500.
$500. And the actual retail price is $560. Anna, you win. Let's play a price right back here by the giant price tag. Oh, you pretty little thing. Did you see me do the fun and game show in Baton Rouge?
I sure did.
Well, it's nice to see you here on our stage with a chance to win this.
A Whirlpool Spa. For luxurious relaxation, the Cola Spa comes with air blower, Whirlpool jet air heater, underwater lights, even a 2-foot table for serving refreshments in the super spa. It's a prize worth $4,148.
And Trader Bob is going to give you a chance to trade up to that spa. Starting with what? What is she going to trade first, please?
Fire Islander Sportswear, celebrating 50 years of style for the woman who knows fashion and demands quality.
Do not show her the price. Put the skirt over here and bring out two more prizes. Now, one of these two prizes is higher priced than the skirt. You want to trade up, so trade for that one. What are they?
First, Crayola drawing desk with everything children need for hours of imaginative play. It's fun to create with Crayola. Or the GE Light and Easy Self-Cleaning 2 Steam Iron with instant spray, surge of steam, steam and dry settings, has 38 steam vents and tap water window.
You want to trade for the drawing desk or the iron?
The higher price, Doctor.
The higher price. That's what you want to do.
The iron.
The iron?
Right.
Put the iron over here. How much is the drawing desk? $17. You probably made a good trade there. Okay, let's have two more prizes out here, please. Now decide which one of these you want to trade the iron for. What are they, John?
First, this GE portable AC-DC cassette recorder has an automatic shut-off, AC adapter included, ready to take with you any place. Or Fidelity Electronics Mini Sensory Chess Challenger with sensory playing service, infinite levels of skill, and random computer responses make every game different.
You want to trade the iron for the cassette recorder or the chess game?
The chess board.
For the chess game. Put that over here. How much is the cassette recorder? $33. Well, I don't know about that one, but I'm hopeful. Now you're going to make one more trade for a canister set or a broiler rotisserie. John?
No smoke or splatter with this open hearth unit from Farberware. It's submersible for easy cleaning, the open hearth, broiler, rotisserie. Or a handy American-made canister set. The rack and jar covers in solid wood. Each of the four glass canisters holds 1/2 gallon. Ideal for dried beans, flour, sugar, coffee, or other condiments.
Are you going to trade for the rotisserie or the canister set?
The rotisserie set.
Put the rotisserie over here. How much is the canister set? $54. You know, I think you might very well be a winner. The skirt, $22. The iron, $43. The chess game, $60. And the rotisserie, $85 a year. Showcase showdown number one after this message. Spin that wheel, Helen. Spin that wheel, Helen, and don't bump your head. All right, Helen. Contestant nearest to $1 without going over is in the showcase, and you know you win $1,000 if you get the $1. Do you know that I think you have a dime? I'll bet you're going to spin again, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Do it, Helen. Do it. Spin it hard. It has to go all the way around, and it will. It will. One dime. One dime. And to that, we will add about 75, will we? Or 55? 55 cents, okay? You have 65 cents total, and you have a spin at it there, Howard. You can kick the wheel if you want to. There he goes. The Golden Toe Kicking Academy head coach is trying to beat 65 cents. The kick is in the air. It looks long enough. It looks long enough, but it's wide to the left, and he gets only 40 cents for it. Spin it again. All right. Here we go. With 40 cents to build on, he's kicking from the 42-yard line. It doesn't look as if there was a good hold. The ball is wobbling. 40 cents plus. Look out. He got it. And you win $1,000. You got the field goal. You got the field goal. That one was right between the uprights. Now, you'll get your bonus spin in a moment. All right, Anna. See if you can kick one like he did. Go ahead. This pretty little thing from Baton Rouge who spent her hard-earned money to go to the Bob Barker Funny Game Show on the LSU campus is trying to get $1 and win $1,000. And she has 95 cents. Spin it again. Here she goes after that nickel. There it went. Here it comes. There it goes. Now, will it get around here again? That's the only thing that will help her. No, Anna, it doesn't have enough pizzazz, but thank you very much for being on our show. Okay, Howard, you come back here. $5,000 if it stops in one of the green sections. $10,000 if it stops on the $1. Be sure you spin it hard enough to go all the way around because you don't get another spin. Go. All right, folks, he's won $1,000. He's won a spot in the showcase. $5,000 if it stops on one of the green sections. Here it comes. Slow down. Slow down, baby. Oh, no, and it won't get around here again. But we have that $1,000 for you, and we have this. Who is about to join us, John?
Bob, it's going to be Mildred McHugh. Come on down. You're the next contestant. All of the right is right. Look at Mildred. Come on down. Mildred, yes. Mildred, if you... You're here, and if you get lucky, you may win a full course at the Golden Toe Kicking Academy.
I've had that before, too.
Oh, you've had that back there, have you, Mildred? What are they going to bid on, fellas?
New golf clubs and bags. From Pinseeker, a set of custom-made golf clubs, including the bombshell stainless steel woods, the matching irons, and a professional staff bag from Pinseeker.
All right, Mildred, what do you bid on the golf clubs and bags?
$950.
She bids $950. Deborah, what do you bid?
$680.
$680, and we want to hear from Sheriff.
$875.
$875, Betty.
$400.
$400. Actual retail price, $1,021. Come on, Mildred. Come on, Mildred. Right over here to me. Oh, I better get back there and help Mildred. Come on now, Mildred. Watch that cable there. Come on up here. There you go. Oh, thank you, Mildred. Thank you very much. Right over here.
I can't believe this.
Now, where are you from, Mildred?
Originally from Louisville, Kentucky, but I live in Costa Mesa, California now.
You're a Californian now, are you? Yeah. Now, listen, Mildred, I want to give you this.
A solid pine sideboard. With the detailing of fine furniture of the past, but a design that's thoroughly modern, everything about it is functional, made completely of hand-finished solid pine.
Your knees are shaking? No, now you settle down there. I want you to win this squeeze play game. The six is where it belongs in the price. The nine is where it belongs in the price. Tell me whether I should take out the zero, the four, or the two. The rest will squeeze together, and if that's the price of the prize, you win.
Take out the four.
Take out the four. I certainly will. It squeezes together at $6,029, and we want Mildred to win, and she did. $1,000 prize. Congratulations, Mildred. You betcha. There's more price right coming up.
Stay tuned for more pressing games and the fabulous showcases coming up on the second half of The Prize is Right.
John, who are you going to fetch?
Bob, we're going to fetch Marcia Neely. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Prize is Right.
Welcome to contestant row, Marcia. Let's show them the next item up for bid.
A new dishwasher. A heavy-duty tap and built-in dishwasher featuring two stainless steel revolving spray arms, 10-timer selections, porcelain enamel tub and door liner from Tappan Appliances. And to the winner of this dishwasher goes a supply of dishwashing detergent, Electrosol, to remove stuffed food soils your dishwasher's likely to encounter. Everything comes out shining clean and sparkling with Electrosol.
Marcia, give me your bid.
$565,
and we're ready for Deborah.
$495.
Her bid is $495, and now Sherry.
$600.
$600, and here's Betty.
$601.
$601. All of you have overbid. The lowest bid is $495. Erase the bids, please. Go lower than $495, Marcia.
$435.
$435, Deborah.
$450.
$450, Sherry.
$460.
$460, Betty.
$400.
$400. And the actual retail price is $430. And Betty wins. Betty, we had a hard time getting out of $7,000. Just what you need is exactly right. And look at that.
A lovely dining room group. Virginia Colony by Bassett, the country-looking furniture is featured here with a charming oval table and four chairs, a
lighted hutch with two glass shelves and china vase, and a server all with a pilgrim maple finish. And for a charming table setting, there's stoneware. The Yorktown collection by Paul Scratt, handsome oven to table stoneware and salt glaze color, is complemented by antique-looking kinware accessories and blue glassware from Paul Scratt. It's a prize package worth $1,811.
Okay, we're going to play Penny Ante, and there are two products in this game that are very important to you. John, what are those products?
Well, first, Halls Mentholiptus Cough Tablets. Vapor action penetrates deep to help your stuffy nose feel clearer. Halls soothes your throat, helps you cough, used as directed. And from Fabergé, it's Organics Conditioner, featuring pure wheat germ and honey for fresh-smelling hair with Super Shine Super Body Organics by Fabergé.
That's right. Now, I want to discuss the Halls with you for just a moment. They are 89 cents, $1.25, $1.09, or $1.37. Now, I want you to tell me the right price, and if you don't, it'll cost you a penny. And if you don't have a penny left at the end of this game, you don't win this game. So, what is the right price for the Halls?
$1.09.
How about that? Yes, sir, sir, you keep all three of those pennies. Step over here now, and what did we have up here, John? I can't read it. Wheat, germ, oil, and honey. Is that $1.19, $1.50, $1.75, or $1.39?
$1.39.
Is she right? No. Give me a penny for your mistake. $1.19, $1.50, or $1.75?
$1.75.
And how about that? No, and this time you have to be right or you don't win. Is it $1.19 or $1.50?
$1.50.
$1.50. Does she win? No. It must be $1.19. And of course it is. Thank you very much. Bye. Folks, we're going to try again after we do a little business with you. John, I need another player.
All right, Bob. How about Melody Miller? Come on down. You're the next contestant on the Friday Break.
Melody Miller is here, and so is the next item up for bid. The Price is Right.
A ceiling fan light. From TPI Corporation, a ceiling fan of all metal brass plated construction, wooden cane blades, speed control, quality and energy efficiency from TPI Corporation.
What's your bid, Melody?
$850.
$850. Marcia, give me your bid.
$851.
$851 to Deborah.
$800.
$800, and now Sherry.
$1.
$1. Everybody seems pleased with that $1 bid. Actual retail price, $375. Jerry, you finally did it. You did it. Thank you. Now, it was such a struggle for you.
Yes, it was.
But look what you have a chance at.
Two new cars. The Mercury Link three-door hatchback for front-wheel drive, four-cylinder engine, made-in-the-free battery, inside hood release, California emission, and all the other standard equipment, Bob.
The game is, it's optional. Now, over here is a car priced at $6,060. But up the road a piece is a car that is $6,945, a difference of $885 in price. I want you to increase the price of the lower price car to within $100 of the price of the higher price car without going over the price of the higher price car. And the way that you increase the price is adding options. Automatic transmission, power brakes, tinted glass, light group, rear window defogger, power steering, AM, FM, stereo cassette, and air conditioning. Mm-hmm. You can use one, you can use two, you can use as many as three options, but no more. Understood? Okay, what do you want to add to the lower price car first?
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning coming up. Move the car, the price of the air conditioning, please. Now, air conditioning is pretty expensive on a car, isn't it? Yeah, all right. Well, then that was a good buy because you need $885. And it has moved up 350. 400. That's five. Hey, that's goodbye. 550. 600. Are you going to win with one option? No, not quite. How much is the air conditioning? The air conditioning is $625. That means that you are $260 away. Now, what would you like to add next?
The AM FM stereo cassette.
The AM FM stereo cassette. Okay, move at the price of the cassette. Now, it's getting mighty close. It is in wintering range. Now, stop. Stop, right? Stop. Don't go beyond. Oh, it stopped. You win. What is the difference? The AM FM stereo is $260, and you're right on the nose. Exactly right. This is unbelievable. You know, 1 second. Now, you've won both cards. You understand that? But this is the second time, I think, was it the last time we played this? It was very recently, that the player got it exactly right. Unbelievably good, Sherry. Thank you. Showcase Showdown number 2 after the
showdown.
You folks know the story. You saw us give away $1,000 in the first Showcase Showdown. $1,000 if you get $1 in one spinner or a combination of two spins. $5,000 more if it stops here or here in the bonus spin. And if it stops here on the $1 in the bonus spin, that's $10,000 more for a total of $11,000. And, of course, the contestant nearest to $1 without going over is in the showcase. Now, who's going to do the spinning? Sherry here, who just won two automobiles. Are you married or single?
Single.
Single. What are you going to do with that other car?
I don't know. Give it to my mother.
That's a very nice thought. Yes. And Mildred, you're going to spin the wheel second. Betty, you're going to start us off here. Will you step over there and spin that wheel and be sure it goes all the way around if you don't want to get booed? Okay, folks. This is the first spin, and it has possibilities. Definite possibilities. Hurry up! Look at that. That's only 3.5 inches, yes, and you would have it. I bet you're going to spin again, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Sure, go ahead. You can't go over unless you get a dollar this time. Everything else will improve your score. You have one nickel. One nickel, and what does she have to go with it? Not a dollar now. Not a dollar now. Another nickel. You have a dime. Will she win the Showcase Showdown? Watch. Don't leave your television set. The excitement is mounting. A dime. Can Mildred beat it? Spin that. I had a spin-off where you just get one spin, and the first contestant got a dime, and believe it or not, the second contestant got only a nickel. Hey, Mildred. $1,000. You're going to get that bonus spin, too. But first, let me put you over here for just a minute. Now, you have $1,000 for sure, but you could win $5,000 or $10,000 more. Yes. Now, you just sit there or stand there and think about that while Sherry spins. There she goes. Sherry, the only thing that'll help you is a dollar, and you're not going to get in one spin, but you get another spin. One dime. Spin it again. 90 cents they're crying for, and that's what you want. In the worst way. There it went. Nope. It's not going to work out, is it? Well, Sherry, you've won a couple of cars, so it hasn't been a bad day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, Mildred, you come back to me. Now, Mildred, you get one spin, and spin it hard. You almost didn't get around that first time. Let me explain why. It's important. If it doesn't go all the way around, you don't get to spin again in the bonus spin. So spin it as hard as you can. I'll stand back here and catch you if you fall. That's fine. All right, that's going to get all... Well, it's not hard enough, though. It's not going to get around here again. See? Well, you have $1,000, and you're going to be in the showcase, and we'll be back with a showcase after this. The top winner in our showcase today is Mildred. She won $1,000 in one Showcase Showdown. The runner-up is Howard. He won $1,000 in the other Showcase Showdown. Now, each of you will have a showcase of beautiful prizes to bid on, and the one of you who bids closer to the actual retail price of your own showcase without going over will win it. But if you're the winner, and you're less than $100 away from the retail price of your own showcase, we'll give you both showcases. Now, Mildred, you take a look at the first showcase, bid on it if you wish. If not, pass it to Howard and wait for the next one. Mildred, Howard, this is the first showcase.
Your showcase contains prizes mentioned in our story of Bad Little Johnny. And our story opens with our mischievous Munchkin creeping up on a new grandfather clock. From Emperor Clock Company, this magnificent precision timepiece, a solid walnut grandfather clock designed to enhance the beauty and charm of your home for years to come, from the Emperor Clock Company. Well, after little Johnny sets the hands back on the clock, he picks up a handsaw and heads for the family pool table. This is the swinger 4x8 table, the classic design style to enhance any game room or complement any decor. 7/8 inch thick slate is diamond ground to a precision level. The swinger from Murray. Shortening one leg of the table only takes a moment. And with the damage done, our family menace rushes on to let the air out of his big brother's new motorcycle. This is the Honda CM250, the small commuter-type bike that's freeway legal. With electric starter, it's easy to handle and easy on the pocketbook. With that shore behind him, bad little Johnny takes a break. It's hard work dreaming up mischief, but somebody's got to do it. After all, the family left him at home while they took off to Australia. We'll get you and your companion round-trip air coach from Los Angeles to Perth, Australia, for a six-night stay for two at the Sheraton Perth Hotel. You'll enjoy this modern 22-story hotel, which is centrally located within walking distance of the Swan River, Kings Park, and shopping, the Sheraton Perth Hotel. And this showcase, filled with prizes from our story of Bad Little Johnny. Let's hope his folks have a home to come back to, can be yours if the price is right.
Mildred, do you want to bid or pass?
I'm going to bid on this one.
You're going to bid on this one, are you? How much do you bid?
$11,500.
$11,500 per bid in the first showcase. Now, Howard, I want you to see your showcase. Take a look.
Your showcase contains prizes to help you enjoy life in the country. For instance, in the country, life is so laid back, you can spend all morning sleeping in a four-poster bed. This is the massive arch wooden bed with cannonball posters. It's an old-fashioned bed with warm country look, finished in honey pine. And for a comfortable sleep, this mattress set from Benco. A posture 3, elegant all over, from its luxurious pillow quilted cover to exclusive posture frames in mattress and box spring, a Benco mattress is right for you. Or you can spend lazy afternoons at your favorite pond trying to catch the big ones with new fishing equipment. A complete assortment of fishing gear, rods, reels, lines, and lures, everything you need to catch the big ones in fresh water. In the country, when the dinner bell rings, you can sit down to a cookout prepared on a new barbecue. From Maverick, the new electric barbecue gives you great charcoal taste without charcoal, without gas, made of finest materials. Fast heating has deluxe features, the unconventional barbecue from Maverick. And in the evening, you get to go to all those neat barn dances in a new mini truck. Oh. A Toyota four-wheel drive, five-speed truck, a great way to get into the rough country and back out again. Comes with all the standard features plus these options. Custom off-road kit, chrome light bar, chrome brass guard, chrome rear bumper, off-road kit, chrome special paint, gold sprinter wheels, and California emissions. And this showcase, featuring prizes for living in the country, can be yours if the price is right.
Howard, I was watching you, and there are a lot of things about this showcase you like very much, aren't there?
Yes, there are.
What do you bid?
Well, I think Mildred has gone over, so I'm going to bid $1.
$1, he said. Okay, interesting. Haven't had that happen in the showcase for quite a while. Happens all the time down in Contestant's Row. He thinks you've gone over, Mildred, so he's bid $1. I wonder if he's done a good thing. We'll find out. All right, now, Howard believes that Mildred has gone over, so he has bid only $1 on his showcase. I think I'll start with you, Howard, and we'll have a little suspense here, Mildred, because they tried this once. I remember, didn't one fellow try this, and then the other contestant did not go over? Well, let's see if Howard's in the same situation. $1 is your bid. Actual retail price, $13,839, a difference of $13,888. Mildred, you bid $13,838. And Mildred bid $11,500 on her showcase. Mildred, the actual retail price is $8,998. You're over. Howard, you did it. Good strategy. You've won $17,568 in cash and prizes. And look who's here. It's Tyler. Bob Barker. Bob Barker saying goodbye, everybody.
Johnny Olson speaking for the Prize is Right. A Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production.